Yes, the Arizona Cardinals, widely regarded as a positive draft, getting good draft grades. One of the 12 players they drafted in the fifth round, 162nd overall, offensive lineman Christian Jones from the University of Texas. And Christian joins us right now on the Arizona Sports Line. Christian, good morning. Thanks for joining us, and welcome to Arizona.
Man, thank y'all so much for having me. I'm super ecstatic.
I think I know the answer to this question, but how's the last week been for you? I can only imagine that the whirlwind, all the work that goes into the process of being drafted, but what was the draft weekend actually like for you?
Draft weekend, it was a blessing, you know. I was very honored to get picked up, you know, get drafted. Personally, I didn't, it wasn't like a matter of like if I was, but my man, and going to the Cardinals, man, is a perfect situation. You know, great organization, great QB, great line already that I can learn from, and a lot of vets that's been there a while and can show me the ropes.
All right, your coach Steve Sarkisian had a lot of good things to say about you, about how you've developed, how much you can be trusted, how you're such a good character guy. For people who haven't seen you play, what are you bringing to the Arizona Cardinals?
I'm bringing just nastiness, man, of dominating in the run game, putting a hat on a hat, and taking a man, moving him from point A to point B against his will, and a pass protector, man. I feel like I got great feet. I feel like I'm extremely athletic. I know that this is just the start, man. I feel myself getting better every single day, so very excited.
Christian Jones, draft pick of the Arizona Cardinals, our guest here on Arizona Sports. That whole thought of getting better every single day, I don't doubt you, Christian, but your journey to get here is not the normal journey. You didn't start playing football till your junior year of high school. Just take our listeners, if they could, through that process. I know you were a soccer player, switched to football as a junior, but what went into that decision for you?
Man, what went into that decision? My high school teacher, he was a football coach, and he was also like a health teacher, and pulled up to class one day. I want to say like really early in the semester. He's like, "Hey, man, you're too big to be playing soccer. Like, what's going on?" And I've always heard that growing up, you know, being in Texas, football is king over here. And I just told him, I was like, "Hey, sophomore year, I'm going to be on the academy team. I'm going to get a college scholarship, and then I'm going to commit and then work my way to the national team and like play overseas in England." And right, this is the first time we met. He said, "Well, you don't come play football." And I'm extremely prideful, extremely competitive. So I shook his hand on it. Fast forward to that sophomore year, second semester, didn't work out. Did not work out. And then I saw that coach that following Monday, man. And I just felt something in my heart. I kind of just asked him, like, jokingly, like, "Hey, man, when's football start?" He's like, "Today." I was like, "Dang." So I was really just throwing into it, man. And then my dad, you know, as soon as I made the transition, he found a trainer for me and started weight training. I really haven't hit weights until, like, that. So I was able to, like, mature and grow up and then really responsive results immediately as soon as I touched the weight. Start blowing up, gaining weight, gaining good weight, and just getting better and better at my craft. But it wasn't until I got to college that I actually like took a pass at it.
Yeah,
because I played a DN junior year, just running around like high motor, like just in better shape than everyone else. Senior year, played left tackle. We ran the triple option. And I remember like my first PRP at Texas. Coach Hale was like getting a stance. I got in a 4-point stance, man. Everybody was clowning me. Like, who is this guy? So, like, yeah, the journey has been a long way, man. And, like, you can see on the film from, like, when I started in 2020, me, like, learning the game, learning how to play as the season goes along, you know, in 21, 22. Every single year I'm getting better and better. So, like, the guys that are ahead of me right now, I know for a fact I'm going to catch them up and beat them.
That's fantastic. All right, so one of the things that Sark also says is that because you are so late to football, you have a lot of development left and you've got a lot of improvement left to do. Do you feel that way? And if so, where are those areas?
100%. I'll say my whole game. Everything could be better. Everything. Like, I know it's very broad, but when you play offensive line, is even when you make a good play, you could be better. Like, so I would say technique, you know what I'm saying? Hat placement and hand placement for sure. And those three things is what I'm really focusing on right now. But just the technique and the fundamentals and being a perfectionist and making sure that, you know, you don't practice to get it right. You practice so you can never get it wrong.
Christian Jones of the Arizona Cardinals, our guest here on Arizona Sports. In the pre-draft process, Chris Braswell from Alabama said that you were the toughest blocker he faced last year. He went in the second round. That's a really good pass rusher that's given you those props. What does that mean to you to hear that? What does that do for your confidence, Christian?
I mean, like, yeah, it solidifies the confidence for sure. But Braswell's a great player, and I was very lucky to go against amazing edge rushers my time throughout college. You know, check the tape, Trice from UW. Then we got Braswell, Dallas Turner, Will Anderson, mm-hmm. the defensive rookie of the year last year. Like, so a bunch of other guys, Austin Booker, Will McDonald. Like, the list goes on and on of people that I played in the past and, like, played well. So it always, like, solidifies the confidence along the way. It's like, I'm doing the right thing. Just keep going. So, shout out Braswell, man. He's a good player, too.
Yeah, this is interesting now. So, are you kind of vibing on the fact that you might be blocking for Kyler Murray, who is a Texas high school legend at quarterback?
God, that's the first thing that hit me. I was like, well, Kyler's on the team. I was like, okay. And, funny story, right? So, it was a Red River game. What was it, 2018? Yeah, 2018 when Dicker hit that field goal, man, and like legit, like Kyler was coming back. I was watching him like play a video game, play Madden out there, just like doing as he pleased to our defense. You know what I mean? But luckily he ran out of time, so we got the dub. But I mean, like, all that's in the past now. He's my quarterback. He's my teammate. I'll do everything in my power to make sure that he stands upright.
That's awesome. Christian Jones of the Arizona Cardinals, our guest here on Arizona Sports. During your time at Texas, you had experience at left tackle. You had a lot of experience the last 3 years at right tackle. Coming into the pros, are you equally comfortable at both positions? Because a lot of fans will just say, oh, tackle's tackle. But we know that's not the case, and there's nuances to both sides. Are you equally comfortable on both sides?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm equally comfortable. But I feel like I'm left-footed, you know what I mean, and left-handed. So I scored a lot of goals with my left foot already, a lot of muscle memory prior to football. So it is a little bit more comfortable at right. However, like, I'm always ready to go on either situation. Right tackle, left tackle, guard, free safety, don't matter.
That's fantastic. Now, one of the things that this new regime in Arizona, well, they're not so new anymore, but they really like violent football players, and you kind of described yourself that way, which is interesting because you gravitated to soccer early in your high school career. Tell us about the physical side of your personality and how that kind of plays into your role.
That physicality, like, and that violence really had to, like, develop over time as well. I had to learn how to play bigger, play like, to the size of my body, as Coach Flood would say when he first got there in 21. So it was a process, and I finally feel like I'm there, but I could always be nastier and more violent. But, like, yeah, I mean, starting up just playing football, I was really just trying to learn how to play. I wasn't necessarily like, I was like, all right, maybe, let me make sure I get this block right. Let me make sure I do this. Not like, all right, I know I got it. I'm going to dominate them. You know what I mean? But now that's where I'm at.
Yeah. Well, Christian, congratulations on getting picked. And thanks for the time this morning. Great to get a chance to know you.
Definitely.
A little bit. And best of luck. Hopefully we can chat again in the future.